Today is called the Good Shepherd. So, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for your word. Excuse me. We thank you, Lord, that you're filling us all up right now. We thank you, Lord, that we're ready to hear your word and that we're doers of your word, and your word builds faith in us. Lord, I thank you that you speak today through me and including myself. I need this message along with my brothers and sisters. So, Lord, I just thank you for this word. I thank you for the power of it. It may seem to be trivial, but there's a message big inside of it. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. So, I ran across a minister on YouTube. He's not well known, just somebody that was being interviewed and was sharing a testimony about what was going on in his life. As he was praying, the Lord said to him, "Will you allow me to shepherd you? Will you allow me to shepherd you?" That question Jesus asked him really struck me in my spirit. It stayed with me for weeks, and I kept meditating on it. Because none of us are shepherds, in the natural speaking, we truly do not understand what shepherds are and who they were in the Bible. And we do not really know the behaviors of sheep and goats. Is there anyone in here that ever had to take care of sheep and goats? Oh, really? More than I thought. Goats, okay. Has anyone been here a shepherd over sheep and goats? Okay. So the question to all of us today is, Jesus is asking, will you allow me to shepherd you? So, of course, I had to do a study of a shepherd, sheep, and goats. And I found some very interesting findings. The lesson here is we have to be careful as believers to stay connected to one another and to be led by the Good Shepherd. The enemy is trying everything to get us separated with good and bad distractions. So let's look at why God compares us to sheep in the Bible. There has to be a reason why Jesus refers to himself as the Good Shepherd and to us as sheep. As I looked into this, I found some surprising things about sheep that we are so much alike. Now, there is a popular stereotype that sheep are docile, passive, unintelligent, and timid. But a review of research posted in 2019 did a study on sheep's behavior and their personality. It reveals that they are intelligent, emotional, unique, and social. Also found in my studies that sheep have strong flocking instincts. They feel safer when they are together. Sheep need other sheep to feel safe. Separating one sheep out from the rest of the flock is disturbing and frightening to them. They have family bonds. They know their sisters and brothers even when they are separated and then come together again. They recognize them. Isn't that awesome? They will be close to them. They will also bond as friends with other sheep. Sheep will follow a leader. Leaders are dominant sheep in the flock. Sheep will also follow someone they trust and they know in the flock. Sheep are hesitant to move towards the dark or an enclosed area. If they are to be moved in the dark at night into a barn, they have to turn. If you turn the light on, they will follow you towards the light. Sheep run when frightened. Quick movements, loud noises, and dogs will put sheep on the run. When approaching sheep, it is best to move slowly and talk softly. Sheep rely heavily on their vision. Their eyes are set on the sides of their heads. Their vision is quite broad. They are constantly scanning the fields as they graze. Sheep are defenseless. Sheep cannot defend themselves very well. God compares us to sheep in the Bible because we need his protection. We need to stick together as fellow Christians. What does Jesus say about sheep? He says in Matthew 9:36, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Sheep can't get up without help. Sometimes sheep turn over on their back with their legs up in the air. And there is an old English shepherd's term for this. It's called cast down. I know, isn't that amazing? A cast down sheep, they say, is a pitiful sight. If the shepherd does not lift up the sheep and put it back on its feet, it will die. It is completely helpless to pray to the prey around it when in this position, and it could get left behind when the flock moves on. Can we think about times when we were in a serious trouble without the intervention of the Good Shepherd to get us out of trouble? Thank goodness his love for us is always there to get us on the right side up. God compares us to sheep because sometimes we are a mess without him. Isaiah 40:11 says, he will tend his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms. He will carry them in his bosom and gently lead those that are with young. Sheep get distressed very easily, and they feel sad when their sheep friends are gone or they pass away. What sheep lack in direction, they make up for in loyalty, friendship, and voice recognition for the shepherd. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. That's in John 10:27. Sheep are not meant to carry burdens. Cast your burdens on the Lord, and he will sustain you. That's found in Psalm 55:22. Sheep will never settle for less. Sheep will settle for less. This is in the natural. God compares us to sheep in the Bible because we don't always know what is good for us. Isn't that amazing? Sheep are very valuable. The significance of sheep in the Bible is probably more than we realized. Sheep were treated as prized possessions in Jesus' day. You were counted as a wealthy man if you owned large flocks because they provided meat, milk, and wool, and they produced offspring. Shepherds made sacrifices to make sure that their flocks were protected. They knew it was their livelihood and it was at stake. We are more valuable than smelly sheep to the Good Shepherd. Amen. Sheep cannot care for themselves when wounded. When sheep get a wound or a bite, they can't care for themselves. Other animals lick a wound until it heals, but not a sheep. They need a shepherd to tend to their injuries. A good shepherd would look after the wound constantly until it was healed completely. Jesus wants to look after our wounds and treat it with his healing touch and bind it up. Even a broken heart that needs healing, we need his touch. Amen. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Amen. Psalms 147:3. Hallelujah. Sheep are innocent. In Christianity, sheep symbolize gentleness, purity, and innocence. It was the lamb that was sacrificed at Passover because it represented the Lamb of God. In Matthew 25:32, it says, he'll separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Now, goats are very different animals from sheep, as I studied them. Goats are naturally curious and independent. A goat will rear up on his hind legs and come down forcibly to butt heads during a fight with other goats or rams. Male goats represent strong-mindedness, singleness of purpose, and they want to lead instead of follow. Goats are impulsive and unpredictable, devious and contrary. If they are not poking their heads through fences, they may be standing on their hind legs, stretching for those tender leaves just out of reach. Goats are never content with what they have. Okay, I have more. They are experts in opening gates and squeezing through small gaps because they hate to be confined. Fences that will handle sheep, cattle, and horses will not hold goats. They will work tirelessly to spring themselves from any situation they deem inhibiting. Goats are not very good followers. They prefer leading or going off on their own. They don't like flocking together. Sheep follows its shepherd, peaceably moving forward with the flock. Sheep are content to be led because they have trust in the shepherd. A sheep responds to his shepherd's voice and goes where he directs. On the other hand, a goat follows only its own lead, creating disunity when it comes in contact with others in the flock. Because of his independent nature, he often finds himself in contention with the shepherd for leadership of the flock, leading some astray. A goat often eats things they shouldn't ingest, like Scott just said, they like to eat poison ivy, while sheep would avoid eating things of no value and could cause sickness. Goat's traits could be deadly spiritually speaking if found in a Christian. A Christian who is unpredictable, who thinks he is above it all, who independently does his own thing, who wants to take over, has trouble functioning in a group, or does not want to be led, is exhibiting the characteristics of a goat. Jesus says he will separate the sheep from the goats. Hallelujah. Okay, let's turn to Matthew 25, starting in 31. It's a full explanation of the sheep and the goats. So isn't that interesting so far? In the natural, what sheep and goats are? No, you're not. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Okay, 25:31. Okay, it says here, when the Son of Man appears in his majestic glory with all his angels by his side, he will take his seat on his throne of splendor, and all the nations will be gathered together before him. And like a shepherd who separates the sheep from the goats, he will separate all the people. The sheep he will put on his right side and the goats on his left. Then the king will turn to those on his right and say, you have a special place in my Father's heart. Come and experience the full inheritance of the kingdom realm that has been destined for you from before the foundation of the world. For when you saw me hungry, you fed me. When you found me thirsty, you gave me something to drink. When I had no place to stay, you invited me in. And when I was poorly clothed, you covered me. When I was sick, you tenderly cared for me. And when I was in prison, you visited me. Then the godly will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty and give you food and something to drink? When did we see you with no place to stay and invite you in? When did we see you poorly clothed and cover you? When did we see you sick and tenderly care for you or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, don't you know? When you cared for one of the least important of these, my little ones, my true brothers and sisters, you demonstrated love for me. Then to those on his left, the king will say, leave me, for you are under the curse of eternal fire that has been destined for the devil and all his demons. For when you saw me hungry, you refused to give me food. And when you saw me thirsty, you refused to give me something to drink. I had no place to stay, and you refused to take me in as your guest. When you saw me poorly clothed, you closed your hearts and you would not cover me. When you saw that I was sick, you didn't lift a finger to help me. And when I was imprisoned, you never came to visit me. And those on his left will say, Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty and not give you food and something to drink? When did we see you homeless or poorly clothed? When did we see you sick and not help you, or in prison and not visit you? Then he will answer them, don't you know, when you refuse to help one of the least important among these, my little ones, my true brothers and sisters, you refuse to help and honor me, and they will depart from his presence and go into eternal punishment, but the godly and the beloved sheep will enter into eternal bliss. Hallelujah. We are sheep. Right? Baha. We're sheep. Okay, now I'm going to go and we're going to look at what the characteristics of a good shepherd is in the natural and as Jesus is our good shepherd. The relationship between Christ and the church is like that of a shepherd and his flock. In the book of John, Jesus made us understand that he is the good shepherd, and that's in John 10:11, and that he knows his sheep, and his sheep know him. They hear his voice and follow him, John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. A shepherd symbolized in the Bible as a person who herds sheep or goats. The shepherd is also known as a reaper or a goat herd. The shepherd's role in the Bible is protection, security, and care for his animals. He is also responsible for feeding his flock and providing them with water. The shepherd's job is to protect his flock from the wild animals trying to feed off their food supply. He will also protect them from other animals that may want to steal their food or attempt to harm them in any way possible. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep, unlike a hired hand who would flee to save his life from a wolf. Jesus saved his flock from the wolf, even though it meant sacrificing his own life. Amen. Jesus is the good shepherd. A shepherd is compassionate, is genuinely interested in the well-being of his sheep. A shepherd is protective. Let's read John 17:11, where Jesus prays to the Father. John 17:11. Now, this is Jesus praying for us, actually. He says, Holy Father, I'm about to leave this world to return and be with you. But my disciples will remain here. So I ask that by the power of your name, protect each one that you have given me and watch over them so that they will be united as one, even as we are one. While I was with these that you have given me, I have kept them safe by your name that you have given me. Not one of them is lost, except the one that was destined to be lost, and that was Judas, the betrayer, so that the scripture would be fulfilled. Hallelujah. So another example of a good shepherd was David, right? In 1 Samuel 17, he protected his flock so much that he killed the lion and he killed the bear on various occasions. He watched over them to make sure they were always safe. A shepherd is loving. No good shepherd would raise a rod and hit on sheep. A shepherd showers his flock with love. He does not discriminate among the sheep or become irritated by them. He does not send them away because they are dirty or smelly. Instead, he brings them closer to him and nurtures them. Jesus, our shepherd, does the same. He came for us while we were sinners and we were messed up. In Romans 5:8, he forgave our sins and he guided us in the ways of God. Amen. Even now, when we're messed up, he cleans us up. He offered salvation to all races, cultures, prostitutes, Jews, rich or poor, etc. His love is available to all people and for all people. A shepherd is caring. Jesus said in John 4:13-14, anyone who drinks this water will never become thirsty again. Let's look at John 4, 13, 14. John 4, 13, 14. It says, Jesus answered. He said, if you drink from Jacob's well, you'll be thirsty again and again. But if anyone drinks the living water I give them, they will never thirst again and will be forever satisfied. For when you drink the water I give, it becomes a gushing fountain of the Holy Spirit springing up and flooding you with endless life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's always filling us, and we're always satisfied. Every shepherd cares for their sheep. They take their flocks to drink when they are thirsty, and they take them to the greener pastures to feed when they are hungry. He washes their fleece when dirty and is sensitive to their moods. Jesus is the good shepherd. He makes sure to fill us with the Spirit when we are thirsty, to understand the word when we're hungry for it, and washes us off from our sin when we do wrong. A shepherd is humble. A good shepherd is not so proud that they cannot be in the same place with their flock. They don't distance themselves from their sheep or are ashamed of being dirty or laughed at due to being among the sheep. Like Jesus, who left heaven to become human and mingled among the people, John 1:14. He even slept in lowly places with his disciples, Luke 9:58, and washed the feet of his disciples despite being God, John 13:1-17. A shepherd is hardworking. The book of Psalms 23 talks about many things a shepherd does for his sheep, taking him to greener pastures, making sure they lack nothing, building a nice sheep pen for them, protecting them from danger, and much more. Jesus has done so much for us. Let's look at Psalm 23. Now, I'm going to read it out of the Passion, and of course, it's very different from the one that we're so used to hearing. So if you want to just, if you don't have the Passion, if you want to just listen to how it's written here. It says, the Lord is my best friend and my shepherd. I always have more than enough. He offers a resting place for me in his luxurious love. His tracks take me to an oasis of peace, a quiet brook of bliss. That's where he restores and revives my life. He opens before me pathways to God's pleasure and leads me along in his footsteps of righteousness so that I can bring honor to his name. Lord, even when your path takes me through the valley of the deepest darkness, fear will never conquer me, for you already have. Remain close to me and lead me through it all the way. Your authority is my strength and my peace. The comfort of your love takes away my fear. I'll never be lonely, for you are near. You become my delicious feast, even when my enemies dare to fight. You anoint me with the fragrance of your Holy Spirit. You give me all I can drink of you until my heart overflows. So why would I fear the future? For your goodness and love pursue me all the days of my life. And then afterward, when my life is through, I'll return to your glorious presence to be with you forever. And then in the footnote, I thought this was interesting. It says that the circular paths of righteousness is a common trait, meaning for sheep on the hillsides of Israel to circle their way higher. They eventually form a path that keeps leading them higher. This is what David is referring to here. Each step we take following our shepherd will lead us higher, even though it may seem we're going in circles. So the Lord is always putting us on paths to bring us to higher places in Him. Hallelujah. A shepherd is trustworthy. Because of the relationship between a sheep and a shepherd, they don't mind following him. They trust their shepherd so much that they only listen to his voice and follow him. Jesus is a shepherd we can all trust with our lives because we know he has our very best interest at heart and will never lead us astray. A shepherd is a visionary. Sheep do not know what's next, but the shepherd always has plans for them. Shepherds know what the sheep needs and plans for it. He builds pens and has plans to increase the sheepfold and bring in more sheep to his care. Jesus does the same as he visions and makes plans for us. Jesus came to save the lost and continues to save and is making plans for us in heaven and also here because he has a destiny for each one of us. Amen. A shepherd sets examples. When a shepherd moves, his sheep follow. When the shepherd sits to rest, the flocks know it is time to relax and settle down. In Psalm 121:3, it says, "The Lord who watches over us never sleeps or slumbers." Natural shepherd has to rest, but he doesn't. He's always watching us. Jesus always set an example for us as his sheep. In Matthew 4:19, he urges us to do the same as he was a good example to the Father. A shepherd is committed. Good shepherds are committed to their sheepfold 100%. They are there to guide, provide, protect, care, heal, and make their sheep feel at peace. Hallelujah. Even when one out of 100 sheep gets lost, a shepherd commits to finding that one lost sheep. Luke 15:4. The song, The Reckless Love, came from that scripture. Let's look at that scripture. Luke 15:4. Anybody getting anything out of this? Isn't this interesting? What did I say? 15:4. Okay. It says, "There once was a shepherd with 100 lambs, but one of his lambs wandered away and was lost. So the shepherd left the 99 lambs out in the open field and searched in the wilderness for that one lost lamb. He didn't stop until he finally found it. With exuberant joy, he raised it up and placed it on his shoulders, carrying it back with a cheerful delight. Returning home, he called all his friends and neighbors together and said, 'Let's have a party. Come and celebrate with me the return of my lost lamb. It wandered away, but I found it and I brought it back home.'" Jesus continued, "In the same way, there will be a glorious celebration in heaven over the rescue of one lost sinner who repents, comes back home, and returns to the fold, more so than for all the righteous people who never went astray." Hallelujah. Many sheep have gone astray. They left the flock for all different reasons. In these last days, we see unfaithfulness and a struggle to recognize and hear the voice of Jesus, the Good Shepherd. We need to pray for all the unsaved and certainly all the prodigals to come back to the flock. Jesus knows what is best for us, especially in these turbulent times. He wants to make sure that we're all safe and that we're all taken care of. Jesus is asking us the question today, will you allow me to shepherd you? How many want to say yes? Okay, what I'm going to do is we're going to say yes to Jesus right now. And then I pray. You don't have to do it, but if you want to, all of us that lift up our hands right now, Jesus, we say yes to you. We say yes, we will allow you to shepherd us, to protect us from harm, to keep us all together and united no matter what the enemy tries to do. You keep the enemy away from us and out of the flock fold. You protect us from all these attacks. You heal us when we're sick and wounded. Lord, we thank you that your eyes are always upon us no matter what. And if one of us gets off the path or goes somewhere and we get lost, Lord, you bring us back. Lord, we're calling back all the prodigals right now, family, friends that we know, Lord, people that we knew from the past that have left you. Lord, we call them all back into the flock. And we also pray today for all the unsaved people that we know, our friends, our family, even strangers, Lord, that we may meet. Lord, we call them into your kingdom, into your flock. Lord, we thank you that you are the good shepherd and you know your sheep and we hear your voice. You gave us the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us into all truth. When we're hungry for the word, you always give us the right word that we need. Lord, we seek after you to hear what you have to say and tell us what to do. You give us wisdom when we need it. You help us in every situation, and you always turn everything around for good. So, Lord, we thank you and praise you for today. We thank you, Lord, for being our good shepherd. Bless your people, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.